very much, Ken. That was absolutely wonderful. I'd like to now introduce our the second welcoming person, Noah Fine. Noah Fine's a student at Capilano College and is a coordinator of the Vancouver the Free the Five Free the Cuban Five Vancouver Committee. Noah.
In this struggle for justice, humanity, and this struggle against U.S. imperialism and terrorism, we have many great allies. The five Cuban heroes are the allies of all of humanity. And we are so grateful tonight to have Irma and Elizabeth here today, heroes themselves in this fight for justice, for social justice, for humanity, and against U.S. attack and U.S. imperialism, and the treachery that has fallen upon their family. In Vancouver, the Free the Cuban Five Committee is dedicated to the struggle and fight of the families of the five, of the Cuban people, and all of people fighting for justice worldwide. We are dedicated to the fight of freedom for the five Cuban heroes, and we will always and continue to struggle with them and for them until they are released. And in Vancouver, as many of you may know, we have been organizing constantly in order to educate and bring awareness to people in Vancouver and in Canada about the case of these five great anti-imperialist, anti-terrorist fighters and human beings. In Vancouver, we are dedicated to organizing, as the five were dedicated to combating terrorism. But we in Vancouver and the Free the Cuban Five Committee need help from people all over Vancouver and in Canada to make sure that the case of the five Cuban heroes becomes and is an issue for all people living in Canada. And to do this, we need to work consistently, and we need to work with our hearts and our minds. So in Vancouver, we would like everybody to get involved with our committee. We would like everybody to get involved with our constant monthly protest actions at the U.S. consulate to demand freedom for the five, the next one happening on November 9th. We would like people to get involved in the many forums and educationals we hold on campuses around the Lower Mainland and in Vancouver City. But we'd like mostly your help in spreading awareness of this campaign. In the United States, a new campaign has been launched in order to break the media barrier that has struck the case of the five, a media barrier that does not allow any news to be released about the five. It's a campaign to raise $250,000 in order to promote and educate people in the U.S. about the case of the five. But we in Vancouver have taken on this campaign, as well as groups across Canada and the Canadian Network on Cuba. So tonight, with the families of the five here, Irma and Elizabeth, and our Cuban guests, and so many people dedicated to this fight, I would like to ask every one of you that you do what you can with whatever you can, because I know people here aren't the richest people in Vancouver, to help us raise money for this fund in order to make the five, the case of the five, important and an issue for people in the US and Canada as well. So I would like to ask that everybody here give generously to the case and cause of these five brave anti-terrorist fighters, and join us in our constant work to free the five. Thank you very much, Elizabeth and Irma, for being with us tonight. And we will be with your family until they are freed and much past that and forever. Mm-hmm.